We're off. Welcome to another episode of Shooting the Shot.
With Patty and Josh.
And today we're talking about the rain.
The rain.
The rain on the plane.
Yeah, for real.
It's been raining for days here, and I'm going crazy. And yeah, I wanted to do an episode about how we manage to keep our gear functioning when it rains this much.
Exactly. You know, part of our job is that, you know, we need to photograph whatever's happening, no matter what the conditions are.
No matter what. And it's been bad lately. How's your car doing?
My car is, it's always full of sand. And now it's also full of, like, damp newspaper and things like that.
I so relate to that because, you know what? I always have a newspaper, and I always, when it's raining like this, it's very Florida weather. It comes down in buckets.
Yep.
And, yeah, you don't want your car to get nasty, so it's absorbent.
Luckily, my car is not leaking or anything like that.
This is great.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a little Toyota Yaris.
Does it leak?
It doesn't leak. It's just very low to the ground. So every puddle looks like a lake to me, and I am scared.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to bottom out.
Not at all. Anyway, so we are out and about. Part of our job is to be in the weather as it's happening. And yesterday, I made Josh go into the weather as it was happening.
And it was fun. You know, I talked to some people, you know, made some friends, had a good time. And, you know, I took what I thought were pretty good photos of people.
I loved them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Alejandro, you know, playing in the puddles while his dad, you know, worked on a roof in a business downtown.
It doesn't get any more, like, wholesome and yet post-Hurricane Michael than a kid playing in a puddle while his dad works on the roof.
Right, especially with the RV and, like, there was just, like, a water heater. Just in the parking lot, just on the ground.
You know, I don't ask questions about water heaters and parking lots anymore.
It's just kind of part of our life now. There's just going to be something that is supposed to be inside, outside.
Absolutely. All the time. And people working on roofs and at all times, because that rain is always coming.
It is. And, you know, if for all y'all who are not here in Bay County, you know, people still have the blue roofs. People still have just obvious holes in their roofs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we are trying to rebuild an entire city, and there just isn't enough labor to rebuild an entire city in any kind of reasonable amount of time.
There is labor, but it's definitely price gouged. That is a huge problem here. And there's not enough labor, a lot of it is price gouged.
And we've been doing a lot of reporting on that, and also how long it's been taking on to get, you know, insurance claims and things like that. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
So, anyway, getting back to our job. Sorry. Little tangent.
We care about the news.
Okay, so Josh, tell me a couple of your tricks to keeping your gear dry.
So, one of the things that we talked about in our two hurricane-related podcasts, mm-hmm. Was, you know, the trick that you taught me of keeping the filter a little bit unscrewed so that there can be, you know, so that the front element doesn't fog up, so there's, like, air movement, and also spraying a little bit of Rain-X on the front filter.
I love how much you took to that advice.
Because it works.
Rain-X, you know, Rain-X, I learned this from my dad. Rain-X will always save the day.
It really does. You know, but, you know, yesterday I think that my Rain-X treatment on the front element, or well, not on the front element, sorry, on the front UV filter, think it had worn off. So, but luckily, like I said, I had a bunch of newspaper. So, newspaper for everybody, you know, everyone knows this. It's the best material for cleaning glass.
It's extremely absorbent. Yeah,
it's absorbent. It's got the different facets when you crumple it. So I was able to just quickly clean my front UV filter. Back on the road.
Back in the game. Absolutely. So for any photographers out there, any new photographers wanting to go out and get some weather photos, use Rain-X. Don't spray it directly onto your front element, because you're going to get mad and you're going to call me, and I'm not going to know what to say to you.
I can't imagine denatured alcohol is good for, like, nanocrystal coating and things like that.
Absolutely. So what we do is we get these filters, like a basic UV filter. This is every professional photographer I've ever met does this.
Instead of front lens caps.
Absolutely. We use just standard filter, UV filter, I think we had Tiffin ones for a long time.
Yeah, those are the nice ones. I ended up, you know, I ended up right after we got new gear after the hurricane, just going and getting Amazon basic ones online instead of waiting for filters.
I think I did too, at least for my 16, and they work fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're just clear.
Yeah, you know? They're just clear. So put the Rain-X on the outside of that. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Does wonders.
A little dabble to you. What do you now? It's more than just protecting. You know, these are our electronics.
Absolutely.
And ours are, you know, weather resistant.
Not waterproof. Turns out.
Yeah. So what do you like to do?
What do I like to do? Okay. So if I have a pop-up thunder, I do keep like a weather resistant shield in my car for my camera. It's like a little clear bag. I think you have one too.
I did.
You did.
It was
eaten by the hurricane.
It was hauled off because it was on the left side of my desk, which we couldn't reach.
I remember that. Yeah, it was eaten by the hurricane.
Yes.
We'll get you another one.
They're not expensive.
They're
either.
Not pricey. No, not at all. And I found those to be kind of a big lifesaver.
You know, during the hurricane, my water got into my camera, mm-hmm. and I wonder, you know, even though I was using that protector that, you know, you use and swear by, and that I used in the past and swore by, mm-hmm. but you know, I still had that on, and I wonder if maybe like the humidity somehow was involved in that, because it does kind of trap humidity inside of it.
It does. Really, I think we really took it to its limits during a Cat 5 hurricane. I'm going to say they're probably not Category 5 hurricane recommended. But really, what is?
True.
Really?
Yeah.
What
Cat
is?
5 hurricane recommended is evacuation.
Yeah. There you go. That's about the only thing that's ever recommended.
Yeah, for real.
And have some ramen noodles and soup.
Yes, exactly.
Crackers.
Soup. So, yeah. So you protect, you know, protecting the gear in like a wrap, you know, and then putting mm-hmm. your, like it has, typically they have like a handhold mm-hmm. hole, so you can like, then you like cinch it around your wrist, so it's just this like impenetrable barrier, you know, kind of around the camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another thing I use, and I will always talk about this, and I know you're getting that look on your face, like you know what I'm going to say, it is dry rice.
Dry rice.
I have a bag of dry rice. I honestly had one during the hurricane, a little Ziploc baggie of dry rice, and I'm pretty sure that's why my camera worked the whole time.
You know, and I think that, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe if I had used dry rice, my you know, 1DX would not have pooped out. If I just put it in some rice while we were, you know, waiting out into
the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, waiting out the storm by where we etched the plates.
You know, I don't want to give them any what ifs, because that was survival time.
That was like trying to focus on, you know, being able to get to work the second that, you know, Tim and Cass let me out of that room, you
oh
know, at 4:30. So
that
yeah.
was amazing.
Yeah,
glad
exactly.
you took your camera back there with you.
Yeah, for real. I'm glad that I left there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
Yeah, exactly. But the so yeah, and right now my camera is currently sitting on
absolutely.
Some rice.
Yeah, Josh. When I said I put him into the weather as was happening yesterday, he definitely got his camera wet. So currently, what is happening? There is a Canon DSLR chilling out on a plate of dry rice.
And I bring it up because, you know, even though I am extremely embarrassed. But basically, yes, I had, you know, the camera kind of, you know, facing down so that water would not drip on the front, and, you know, where the entrance into the mirror box is, and some water seems to have gotten into the back thumb wheel. Oof. You know, and that is currently causing it some problems, and right now it's sitting on the rice drying out.
Absolutely. So. It will remain there for 24 hours before I allow him to try again.
But luckily there is no water inside. There's no water inside the lens.
Absolutely. And that is huge.
Exactly. So
big deal.
You know, the camera still works, just a little bit buggy, but it'll probably be completely figured out. Another thing to think about when you guys are out, you know, actually photographing in the rain is, you know, there's, you know, rain itself has really unique qualities that are really, you know, can cause issues with autofocus, mm-hmm. and also just have like more opportunities for really beautiful photography. What's some of your kind of favorite photos you've taken, like, while it's raining?
Rainbows.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Favorite photos while it's raining. Honestly, I really look for the human element every time.
Yep.
And I love people, like the photo you took. I love kids playing in puddles. I think that's one of the funnest things you can get a photo of. Because they're just being kids. It's mm-hmm. wholesome.
You know, yeah. And you know, you've probably noticed on, you know, Photoshop, Lightroom, you know, iPhoto, whatever you use to edit your photos, you know, that bar called saturation that you can dial in or dial out. Well, you know, when everything's wet, it is literally saturated, and the way that colors are affected too. You know, I really recommend you guys, if you are, you know, wanting to, you know, go into photography, you know, whenever the weather is the worst, you know, go out, try something. You'll the world looks differently, so your photos will look different.
Disclaimer: don't go out into dangerous weather because we told you to.
Well, right. You know, don't go waving around big metal objects when it's thundering out.
Absolutely. And speaking of thunder, where there's thunder, there is lightning.
Yes.
One of my favorite things to photograph is always lightning.
You just got a lightning trigger.
I did. And I'm currently troubleshooting it because I think there might be a factory defect.
Oof.
I know. So I'm not going to tell you the name of the product so they don't yell at me later.
Sure.
But it is pretty cool. And a lot of the newer lightning triggers, intervalometers. What a great word.
Wow.
A lot of those, they have different settings on them. So you can actually trigger them with maybe something like heat.
Heat?
Heat. Yeah, this one is heat sensitive. It has a laser on it.
Laser?
Yeah, so if something goes through the laser, it triggers the camera.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool tool. But what a lightning trigger does is it kind of senses the light flash before you or I could ever react to it, and it triggers the camera, so you get that perfect lightning photo.
Wow.
Up until now, I have just been doing long exposures and waiting and praying.
Right, exactly.
I've been waiting and praying for 5 years.
And now you don't have to.
Now I don't have to. I'm done.
You know, I mean, when you have like a 30-second exposure and you hope that the lightning is going to happen during it, you know, that allows the, you know, entirety of the scene to kind of burn in and become, you know, like a normal looking exposure. But with a lightning trigger, you can essentially just have a photo of like where it's completely dark besides the lightning.
Honestly, 30 seconds would be way too long for that.
True.
As the ambient light would kind of dab out anything that's happening.
True.
Or whatever you're doing. Yeah, or whatever you're doing. I thought, hey, if you're trying the waiting and praying, around 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Every time.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. But back to our weather. Oh, most of them aren't waterproof either, so be careful.
Be careful with your gear.
Be careful with your gear.
I mean, most of them are pretty weather resistant, but you don't want to get them totally drenched.
Absolutely.
You know, I did wrap my camera in something absorbent right afterwards, but apparently that was not enough.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes the gear gets drenched and you have to take care of it.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there are ways to get your, you know, cameras serviced and things like that. So.
Absolutely. We go through CPS, Canon Professional Services, not Child Protective Services.
Not Child Protective Services. And then Nikon has an equivalent NPS, Nikon Professional Services.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And, you know, if you're going on forums, you'll hear people with a lot of really strong opinions about either one. But, you know, just like always on the internet, people like to complain about customer service. So take everything you read with a grain of salt.
There you go. My experience with Canon customer service was pretty good, actually.
Quick.
It was great. So,
yeah.
But I've never used the Nikon one, so do with that what you will.
Exactly.
America.
Perfect.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about weather-related?
Well, I mean, you know, all of this beats snow.
You're right. All of this does beat snow. We both have had our share of time in the snow.
And I'm sick of it.
I'm so sick of it. 5 years later, after leaving Indiana, I still have that ice scraper in my car because I am permanently scarred.
It's like, it's exactly, it's I think about, you know, snow. I think about, you know, the different blizzards that I've had to drive through for, you know, assignments, things like that. And just how fortunate I feel to be a journalist where it's nice out.
It's beautiful here, like we said.
Yes.
Even when it's raining. So, yeah, if you have any great photos from the rain that you want to share with us,
email them to yourpics@pcnh.com.
And you could get featured on our Instagram. How cool would that be?
Wouldn't that be cool?
I love featuring people. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a fun, it's a fun thing that we're doing. I'm really glad that we're doing it.
All right. And this has been another episode of Shooting the Shot
with Patty and Josh.